Who lives in a podcast under the sea? The fishbowl.
Well, no, one of us, we had to like say it in unison.
Oh, fuck.
But that's okay. I wasn't prepared. I had nothing to say.
All right. What's up, guys? It's podcast 36. I'm Ben.
Holy shit, we're not on 36.
What are we on? 26.
No,
we're on like 34, maybe 35.
It's 35 because last week was 34.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I was like, holy shit, we're on 36 already? What happened to my last week?
I don't know.
Is the cruise that big of a deal?
It was to me. As you can see, my mind is still fucked up.
Yeah, you lost an entire week of time.
I did. I think I lost an entire Saturday, though.
How was the cruise, guys?
It was pretty good.
I think I lost an entire Saturday.
There was a good portion of a Saturday that we missed. All right, we talked about Senior Frogs, right?
Right, no.
When he went on his cruise.
Yeah, when I went on my cruise. We talked about several podcasts ago. Well, we went to Senior Frogs, or Mr. Frogs, as some would like to call it.
We met a bridal party.
We did. No, a bachelorette party.
Our bachelorette party. That's what
Ben, is that the video you showed me where you did a standing full and busted your...
No, that was
that was, that was way
they,
after.
They had already left at that point.
Oh, okay.
Still, I actually landed the standing full in the bar.
Yeah, he landed the standing full, and I was talking to the maid of honor, and she was thoroughly impressed. She was like, holy shit, I wasn't expecting him to do all the twists and stuff. I was like, yeah, he's pretty good.
That's my friend.
Yeah.
He does other twists and stuff in bed.
No, I didn't say that.
Just
one.
Kidding, I don't do that.
It's not that good of a wingman, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, it happens. They were on a different cruise anyway.
But, okay, so anyway, we were hammered at Senior Frogs. And then I decided I needed to go to the bathroom. What is the last place you would expect the last thing you would expect the Senior Frogs bathroom to have?
A frog with a sombrero.
No.
But we took a picture.
We did take
with
we have
the
that
frog
picture.
And a sombrero.
That's the first thing I would expect. I'm sorry.
What's the last thing you would expect at a that kind of restaurant's bathroom?
A personal hand dryer.
Yes.
Wow.
Bathroom attendant.
They had a bathroom
attendant. That's what I'm talking about,
yeah.
That's awesome.
I was like, are you watching me pee? I don't...
What if he wasn't a bathroom attendant? He's just some random creeper.
He has a little tip bucket in there. He says, hey, let me dry your hands.
While I was like, you.
Yeah, no, I didn't tip him because I felt weird. Yes.
Here's your tip. Get a real job.
It's not even that. I just feel like, you know, tipping a dude standing in the bathroom. It's like, yeah.
Thanks for watching me pee.
Exactly.
Here's a dollar.
Some weird prostitution thing. That's
creepy.
At some point, we decided to leave. I don't think any of us particularly remember the walk back.
It comes in flashes.
I remember the people handing us necklaces, like right as
soon as we left.
As soon as we left, I kind of remember being at the sign and tumbling.
Yep.
And trying to figure out the camera, which somehow I did.
Yep.
So props to me. And then I remember waking up on the floor of the cruise ship room with a towel of vomit.
Really?
Yeah.
Joey didn't make it.
No.
None of us made it.
No. I was just the only one who threw up. I had 3 yards of Jack and Coke with no ice.
Holy shit.
I too also as well did that, but I had ice in mine.
Yeah, and you did one...
And I did one of the whatever fucking crappy drink there.
I don't know. It was one crappy drink and 2 Jack and Cokes.
Was that stuff included in the cruise price?
No, that was extra.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, so, and then I somehow managed to get all of my vomit, despite the fact I threw up like 15 times, all on this little towel. I mean, it wasn't even like a full-size towel. It was like a wash towel.
Like a hand towel.
Yeah. All of my vomit contained on that. It was very impressive.
That is impressive.
There was nothing on the floor.
That was fucking talent right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, what I did is I was the first one into the room.
I don't remember even getting into the room.
I'm going to guess. Ben, you were the first one in the room, so you were the first one into the bathroom, and that's where you fell asleep.
No.
Damn it. That's why Joey was throwing the bathroom, up the towel, because he couldn't make it in the bathroom.
The bathroom was too small for me
That's because I couldn't make it. I wouldn't have been able to make it in the bathroom or the bed. Right in front of the door was the only place I could have made it.
And your dad was there the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Laughing his ass off.
Yeah, my dad's throwing up. We found out later, like, my dad's like, all right, well, I'm going to leave you guys here, and he went and got a massage.
And more drinks.
And more drinks.
Smart.
Because my dad's a champ.
So, what happened is I got in, I went up to my bunk, and I passed out.
It's impressive he made it up to the bunk.
Joey walked in and hit the ground, and Dad walked in for 5 seconds, looked around.
Assessed the situation, says, I don't want to be here.
And left, yeah.
So you only had 2 bunks in there? So
no, there were...
Cuddled.
No.
No?
No, there were a total of 4 beds in there.
Oh. Yeah. Was there another person with you guys?
No.
No.
That would have been weird.
Well,
oh my god.
Who are you? No, and then the 2 top bunks like folded up into the ceiling, and so we only let one down.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, it was nice. Much more spacious than the carnival.
Wouldn't it be crazy if you let one down and there was a human dead body in the bunk?
Yeah, that would be pretty terrifying. Yeah,
but we were on Royal Caribbean. We weren't on Carnival, so that wouldn't have happened to us.
True.
Okay, true that.
Yeah, Royal Caribbean, much nicer than Carnival. The buffet food at Royal Caribbean was better than the dining room food on the Carnival.
Really?
Yeah.
And our dining room food was fucking awesome.
It was great.
We had escargot.
Yeah,
like how every fucking night. Classy are you to have escargot every
night? Every night. And sometimes, because I was feeling like it, I ordered it twice. I was like, I'm still hungry.
Joey's
I'm
going to get this
for escargot.
But back to Saturday, his dad came in around 6:30, and we kind of popped up. Everything's still a little bit hazy, because we were still really fucking drunk.
We were still really drunk.
And we're like, oh shit, the captain's dinner. So
and we've been looking forward to the captain's dinner the whole cruise.
What is the captain's dinner?
It's when you dress up like nice, and we brought our nice clothes, and we were ready to look fancy.
So we half-ass our clothes on. We don't look fancy at all. I at one point tried to put tennis shoes on before I realized I need to wear dress shoes.
Yeah, wow. I got dressed like because I wore, you know, dress pants, a button-up, and a vest.
Okay.
So I put all that on. We're getting ready to go. I think this was after we had left, and Ben said, hold on, I need to put shoes on. So I'm like, all right, I'll look in the mirror, and I'll put in hair gel. Well, my entire button-up was not buttoned up. Like, it went up to about the halfway point. Everything above that was just open, and I just had slammed the vest over top of it.
You guys are outstanding. This is great. Keep going.
And I really think, because I barely remember dinner. I'm still, like,
me neither.
Way drunk. And they're like, can I get you some water? I'm like, yes.
And I remember when we were waiting in line to get in, I was for the most part good at this point because I'd thrown up like 20 times. My stomach's pretty empty. But then this lady came up with the most perfume I have ever smelt in my life. And I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it. And then I ran outside and threw up all over the floor of the boat.
Oh, man.
I was like, holy shit, that lady's perfume was so bad it made me throw up.
I think Joey's vomiting is what made them rush us through dinner.
I have to say, I was very...
Were you guys that fucked up during the dinner?
Yes!
Oh, you're so fucked up.
God damn.
I mean, I ended up running outside twice because of that lady's perfume. And, of course, the alcohol mixed in.
Right, yeah, no,
but
it was definitely the alcohol.
I was very good at just, like, casually sitting there as people walked by. And then as soon as they went, bleh, right in a drain. They had a nice drain that was
okay, so it wasn't just, like, all over the floor. No, right. People slipping on it and falling in it.
I was very considerate in my vomiting.
That's good.
Like I said, got it all in the towel, all in the drain. It's very good.
I have to admit, when Joey does throw up, rarely occasions, it's always... like in a towel or...
Yeah,
he knows where to aim.
Yeah, you have very good aim.
Thank you, sir. Try to clean up after
commend
myself.
Commend yourself.
And then we finally sat down for dinner. That was the fastest service we had ever gotten. Probably because, you know, we're all dressed up fancy, but...
We were
like
drunk.
We were hammered. And we also noticed they take pictures every night at dinner and then posted it on the wall.
Oh.
We didn't have any pictures.
good.
They were like, oh, the captain's in there. And we're like, oh, God, please don't let it be up here. Please don't let it be up here. Thank God.
Ooh, it would have just been Joey throwing up in a drain and then, like, passed out.
No, it was... Yeah, we were there. I had steak. I ordered two orders of escargot that night. Some soup. And lots of water.
Yep.
And that's about all I remember.
I remember I had escargot, lobster bisque, a shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, that lobster bisque was good.
And then a steak as well.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we made
and
it.
And that's all included.
Yeah, that was all included.
Yeah.
And that was a good steak, too. We ordered that steak like three times.
Yeah.
It was.
The last night, I got a chicken marsala because it was the special.
I don't remember what I got. I think I got some
you
fish.
You got salmon.
Salmon. I got salmon.
You always get salmon.
Do I?
The last three places we've been together, you got salmon.
Really?
Really?
Well, two places.
Where?
You got salmon at fucking Einstein's.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's
the
last place I've been with you, actually. So the last two times I've heard of you going somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, well, salmon's good. I like salmon.
Salmon is good. I can't argue with that.
Yeah, I can't...
So how much did you guys pay total for...
I would say less than $500, like, total for everything.
Cruise,
alcohol
pass,
food.
And food.
How much just for the cruise?
The cruise was
$391.
Nice.
Yeah. And then me and Mark, Joey's dad... paid $55 a day for the all you can drink on the boat pass.
Right.
Now,
which was fully taken care of.
Now
or fully used.
Now let me explain how fully used is. When we bought these passes, we looked at each other and we're like, all right, the only way we're gonna get our value out of this is if we drink twice as much as what we pay for.
Right.
So we're drinking $110 in liquor a night.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Yes. But the first night was kind of shitty because they used the small end of the jigger to measure their shots. So it was like half a fucking shot. But by the end of the cruise, they're just like, fuck it.
Yeah. As the nights went on, they're like, yeah, fuck this thing. I'll just use the bottle.
That's how you're supposed to do it. Yeah, and then exactly. You know you got a good bartender.
On the private island that we went to, that bartender was also very generous.
His name is Richard.
Yes.
And
how was the private island?
It was okay.
It was very relaxing.
Yeah, it was very relaxing. It wasn't like the party scene that where Senor Frogs was.
Yeah.
But it was definitely like a beautiful island.
The barbecue food on there was good. I liked it. Yeah. Now, the ribs...
Is that taken care of too?
Yeah.
Everything on the private island
is taken care of.
But, well... The alcohol falls under that same if you have the pass.
Right.
But, well, not at Senior Frogs, though.
Right. Not at Senior Frogs, but on the private island. Yes.
The private island that Royal Caribbean owns is covered under everything you get in the cruise.
Nice.
The only exception is the excursions.
What's that?
Like, if you want to rent out jet skis and go out.
Oh, yeah. Boo.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's all right. It was a guided...
We had fun without them.
Yeah, it was a guided tour. You couldn't even open up on them, so...
Oh, boo.
Yeah.
But, so we went to the bar and... We had a really nice bartender. I forget where I was going with that. So I'm
Richard, he's from Jamaica. He works 7 months out of the year, then goes home for 3 months.
Right, damn, and really? he had worked 6 months and 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So he has hopefully, a 4-year-old
son that he doesn't get to see, and it was very sad.
Hopefully aww. Richard is home with his son right now.
Yeah, watching him grow up.
Have fun relaxing. Enjoy your 3 months off of your cruise ship.
Yeah.
That's shitty.
We'll see you when you get back, motherfucker.
Yeah. It's kind of shitty, but... You know,
it's like the worst job in the world. He probably banks.
He probably makes a shit.
Yeah, well, because again,
especially in Jamaican standards.
Yeah, Jamaican standards. Plus, when he's on,
he lives in Jamaica.
He lives in Jamaica.
What?
And when he's on the cruise ship, everything for him is taken care of. All his alcohol, food, drinks, room service, whatever.
But he's a bartender, so living. I don't imagine he drinks too entirely much.
Right, and he works
that shit all day.
Everybody's not paying for alcohol. Well, most of them aren't.
What do you mean?
Most of them are paying for the pass. So.
True, but
they
he
really
still
don't tip.
He still gets 15% of each drink.
Yeah.
Automatic gratuity.
Oh yeah, see there you go.
Yeah, no, he's
fucking smart.
Gratuity is kind of included with that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
because people are assholes and from different countries and don't know how to tip.
Yeah, and I could also see people being very judgmental. It's like, oh well, he's from Jamaica. He doesn't need tips,
right? Yeah,
or something. Because they're
he lives in a hut.
Yeah, they're certainly very ethnical people. All the like staff and stuff are from other countries. But they were super duper nice. They were, and the Sunday morning after Saturday night, our room cleaning guy, he came to clean the room and he opened the door. I was like, no, don't worry, come back later. And he's like, oh, you overhung.
yes, I am. High five. That was good.
I was like, yeah, that's what's going on. You get it. But yeah, he was real cool.
Yeah, Joey's dad apparently woke up the next morning, got a Bloody Mary, got a coffee,
watched
the sunrise, dad stuff.
Yeah. Jesus.
He's fine. Advantage.
Champ.
He took advantage of that cruise.
And then got another massage.
And then he came, got us for breakfast.
He did.
Got us up for breakfast. We went, we got breakfast. Me and Joey still look like shit.
Yeah, he's we were hungover.
He's like, I'll tell you what, go get some Advil, go take a nap, we'll hit the private island when you wake up.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah, he was like, all right, you're going to get Gatorade, Advil, you're going to go take a 2-hour nap, we'll leave at noon to go to the island. And we felt much better after that.
Yeah.
You guys were up at like 10 to go to the fucking
well,
island?
Well, hold on.
We were up at 9 to go to get breakfast.
We finished Senior Frogs at like 3.
Yeah. In the morning?
Afternoon.
Oh, jeez.
We were like hammered by 3 o'clock.
And then you guys had the dinner?
No, it would have to have been after that, because the
carnival ship left at 4, so we had to leave at like 5.
Yeah, we probably left at 5. So we were gone by 5. Wow, did we... No wonder we were so drunk at dinner.
Yep, that makes sense now. Because dinner was at 6:30.
Yeah, and we probably went about 7. But still, that's only 2 hours, and we had way more than 2 hours of alcohol in us.
We had probably enough, like, alcohol for 48 hours.
We did wake up again at, like, after midnight.
Yeah, we woke up at 1.
Because if you order room service after midnight, there's, like, a $4 charge.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But that's okay, because I ordered 5 glasses of water,
5
cartons
of
milk, 2 orders of chocolate chip cookies... And we also ordered some chicken dish. Or was that the night before? That might have been the
night
before.
The night before we got the chicken.
I'm going to inform you on something. Milk is not good to drink when you're drunk.
I beg to differ.
That was pretty
delicious.
Maybe
it's just for me.
Well,
yeah, it might be delicious, but it's
going to
fucking make you throw up.
No, we weren't that drunk at that point. We were definitely still, like, drunk, but we weren't...
You guys had sobered up a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I could have reasonably gone downstairs and ate dinner like a normal person rather than a...
Belligerently drunk fuck.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So, whilst on the cruise, non-shitty drinking parts aside.
That's shitty. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was non-shitty drinking parts.
Oh, okay, yeah. Non-shitty.
So the good drinking parts. But hey, I did manage to finish my book, so props to me.
Yay. We
did. In between being drunk and flashes of sobriety.
Yay.
We,
That was one of my main goals, is like, when I'm not doing shit, I'm going to be reading this book.
That's right. Then write a book.
On Yay.
I mean, my whole goal was to relax.
And so I have a question. What? Is there anything to do on the ship besides drink?
Yes, lots. We saw a comedian who was fucking hilarious.
I love
yes.
comedians.
Yeah, he was great.
Rodney Johnson.
Was that, yeah, I think it was Rodney Johnson.
Cool.
His kids are in Ethiopia. It's one of his jokes.
It was like a child support joke. He's like, yeah. Wait, I have to pay $600 to...
each a month for these kids? And you can feed a child for under a dollar a day? It's time you go meet your cousins.
It's pretty awesome.
Good.
And then at the, like, his finishing joke after, because that was like a pre-show they did as like, welcome to the cruise.
While
thing.
Boarding the cruise.
Really?
Yeah, it was like 5 o'clock right after we shipped off.
Right. Wow. And then when we saw his like actual show at the end, he's like, please buy my DVD. I need to bring my kids back from Ethiopia. So
what else is there to do?
There were a bunch of shows. There was a game we played.
There's a casino.
Oh, there was a casino.
Okay.
There was an adult game show.
Called Quest. That was way more fun than I expected.
Me and Joey ended up pantless at one point.
What?
We took our pants off for this game.
Because it was like, in your section, you have to string together the longest like string of pants. Of guys' pants. So all the, like, we hoped all the guys on our team would do it, but me and Joey were just like, fuck this!
We're ready! We're prepared! And we ripped our pants off. We handed it to our very, very attractive team captain. She's like, yes, your pants! And it was so great to see somebody that excited to see me without my pants on. And then she laid them down on the ground, and it was only me and Ben's pants. Nobody else.
Wow.
I think it was her shorts, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's a pair of shorts up there. Oh, no. It was a pair of guys' shorts, because it was only guys. Right. And then they made a string of the longest bras.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, after our stuff was... And then, although... After we took our pants off, to get our pants back, we had to hop down to get our pants.
So our junk's, like, flailing.
Yeah. Great. Great. This sounds amazing.
It's all right. When the girls had to pick up their bras, they had to bounce, too.
Good.
Yeah.
There was a lot more
bra participation than pants participation.
I don't know why guys are so self-conscious about dropping drawers. Well, one guy, the team captain on the other team, he didn't have underwear on.
Yeah,
that's why
he
didn't
do it.
He was
going commando, and he's like, you can keep your pants on. And then at one point, they made, because each team had two team captains, one male, one female, they made them switch clothes.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
The team next to us was team 5, and, like, all the other captains, like, ran behind things. They were just like, fuck it, and just took all their clothes off right there and switched.
It's pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
And then there was some lady.
They got to keep their underwear. Oh, okay, that's.
There was some lady in group 3 who had her lady parts pierced, and one of the things was, I want to see a piercing not on your face, and she was like... Okay, and then she came out and was just like, kabam! And it was like, and then after the thing finished, the host was like, I'm sorry, I didn't see team number 3's gonna have to come back. And she did.
Well.
Saw some boobs.
Yeah,
She also showed her boobs a couple times. And then he did the same joke. He's like, I'm gonna need to see team 3 again. I didn't write that down. Yeah, all right, you're good.
Fun fact, she was a lesbian.
Okay.
She was sitting next to her girlfriend, who we talked to on the cruise. It was the girl with the blonde mohawk.
We talked to her?
Yeah, remember we talked to her on the elevator on the way up to the club?
Okay.
There's a club?
Yeah,
there was a club. There was a club too. And that brings us to our next point. The segues. Jesus, this is fantastic. So we're up there just hanging out. My dad's there and the music's going, whatever. It's cool, kind of relaxing because it's like at the top of the ship, like the top room. So you kind of just overlook the whole deck. Really cool. And then all of a sudden the music stops. And Ben makes a joke about that one... techno song we listened to. It's like, where's the music?
Oh, yeah.
And we're like,
my laptop died.
What the fuck's going on? And we're like, all right, whatever. So something's wrong with the music, whatever. We'll just continue sitting here. And then all of a sudden, it's been like 10 minutes. It's like, what the fuck? How are they not fixing this music in the club?
And why are there still people dancing?
We look over and it's like, yeah, there's people dancing. What the fuck? They're doing the cha-cha slide. How are they in such sync without music? Turns out it was a silent party.
They all had headphones on.
They all had headphones on and were listening to the music in their headphones.
Wow.
But the best part was about a minute and 40 seconds into the song when everyone goes, everybody clap your hands.
But it's great because there was no music. We got it on video. It was fantastic.
That's awesome.
It was so cool.
I laughed hysterically.
Like, what the fuck's going on? Oh my God. Just hit you like
a ton of bricks. Did you have headphones?
No, we didn't get them.
We didn't get them.
Did they hand them out though?
Yeah. Yeah, we could have gotten them. We
left and went to the casino.
Yeah.
I would have been like, this party sucks.
That's what it felt like. It was like, seriously, what the fuck's going on? And then it was like,
that's cool.
I know. It was like, holy shit, this is the coolest thing ever. And then I was like, we need to have parties with headphones because we get noise complaints all the time if we just wore headphones.
You know? Yep. Great idea.
Fantastic idea, Joey. Yeah.
Then you don't have to listen to women talk.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Yeah. What?
No offense to the gays.
Oh, yeah, of course. I just realized, were there any, like, really gay dudes on the cruise?
There were a couple.
Were there? Don't seem to remember them. No.
Really gay.
They just there, like,
are, there are a good number of lesbians.
They walked by in passing. I mean, we went the first week of like college classes for most schools, so yeah. There were not very many attractive girls there.
Yeah, it was a very disappointing selection.
Womp womp. But on the Carnival cruise, there seemed to be lots of hot bitches.
I said no such thing.
Is the Carnival cruise
cheaper? No, I actually paid more for the Carnival cruise.
Really?
I paid like $500 for the Carnival.
But you also had the room to yourself.
Still, it shouldn't have mattered.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
So I don't know, and it was only one day longer on the Carnival cruise.
You know, if we would have booked when we first decided we were going on a cruise,
it would have only been like $290 or something.
We would have paid $391 and each got our own rooms. Can't say that would have been beneficial in any way.
Yeah, no, we all would have been spending the same amount of time in everybody's or in the same room.
Yeah, we didn't spend a whole lot of time in the room anyway.
We just went there
unless
to sleep.
We were like belligerently drunk and
unless we were in recovery mode, we were outside.
Makes right. sense.
And whether we would have been in separate rooms or our room wouldn't have made a difference.
I started Sunday morning afternoon-ish off with a Long Island iced tea, so.
So let's book the next cruise now?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, good. All right. I'm glad we're all on the same page.
November. It's 2 months away. I want to go to a cruise. It's like a month away.
I was thinking January because you could get some really good deals right now.
Yeah. In January?
Like, it's like $200.
Oh. Yeah, because nobody wants to go in January. But we don't care. Fuck it.
We're just going to go and get the drink pass again.
I'll go whenever. Yeah, so that was more or less our cruise. There's probably some other stories in there.
Yeah.
I seem to have had a miracle tuck on my ankle. Because my ankle was fucked up. I did a tuck while we were at Senior Frogs. And then the next morning, my ankle didn't hurt at all.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I put my ankle brace back on just in case. And then it started hurting after. So, I don't
know
exactly.
Ankle braces make things hurt worse.
Yeah, I don't know. So now I'm trying not to wear it, but...
No. Maybe it's because you were still drunk and you just didn't feel it.
No, because it was the next morning that it didn't hurt, so.
Maybe it's because your head hurt so fucking
bad.
That's
entirely possible. Maybe I was just in a different world.
That happens.
So.
That cruise, though.
That was fun.
Were there any, like, water parks on the cruise? Like, slides or anything? Like,
there was an aqua park, which is, like, it was on the private island, and it was, I think, what was it, like, $30
yeah.
for the day to go
and
out
it was,
there.
Like, a giant floating water obstacle course.
Yeah.
Like,
what?
But it was closed because of all the fucking jellyfish.
Which apparently is a problem in Florida, too.
Yeah, they just hit shore.
Yeah.
They followed the fucking cruise ship.
Yeah, so apparently... jellyfish are a problem.
Well, maybe if we go next time, they'll have it. We can play in the water park, even though it'll be like 70 below and shit like that.
It's in the Bahamas. I mean, how cold can it really get?
70 below. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
But there was two pools on the boat. There was one like indoor relaxing pool, and then there was one outdoor pool where all the crazy drunk people were.
That's what I'm talking about. That's where I want to be.
Yeah.
With all the crazy drunk people?
Yeah. I'm not going to be drinking this whole cruise. I want you guys to know that, because I'll be on
sobriety.
Yes, I'll be on sobriety.
Well, I'm very proud of you. It, honestly, even if we didn't drink, it still would have been a shit ton of fun.
Yeah, no, I plan on it being fun watching you guys get obliterated, because then I'll be there, and I'll remember everything that you guys don't.
And it'll be
because there's probably a large gap that you guys don't remember that's probably hysterical.
Between Senior Frogs and me crashing on the floor in the hotel room.
There's about an hour of time.
There was a video on Men's phone of my dad... taking a picture with two girls that I don't know where they were from. How we met, it was like, I don't remember that happening. And I think I was supposed to be taking a picture, and instead it was taking video, but, you know.
Your dad is very good at meeting people.
Apparently. Me and Ben suck.
I will teach you guys the ways.
Okay.
Apparently my dad needs to teach you, because...
Oh, probably.
Yeah. Well, he's older. He's got
money, so...
We're
on a cruise. Money doesn't mean anything on the cruise.
That's
true.
Just sitting there.
He doesn't really have money.
There were like people next to us. He leans over and goes, hey, so where are you guys from?
That's how we met the bachelorette party.
Just like that?
Yeah. I was like,
your dad's coming
Dad,
this
how
next
the
cruise.
Fuck did you do that? Okay. And then we talked to them.
Your dad's coming next cruise.
Oh, of course he is.
He's going to come every cruise.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Me and him will be the wingmen for you guys.
Okay. All right. I need one. I need two, actually.
You
two
need would be as good. Many as you can get.
Maybe three or four if it can be arranged.
Get like seven wingmen just for one Joey. Yeah.
But I will say that thanks to the Bahamas, the people who are giving us necklaces as we walked out of Senior Frogs helped finish my cosplay.
Yeah. They were like the perfect necklaces for his cosplay.
Oh, cool. I still don't know what I'm going to be.
I thought you were going to do Rory from Doctor Who.
It's still up in the air. It's still up in the air.
Gotcha. I still can't get a hold of my seamstress for my Spider-Man costume.
Really?
Stressing me out.
We have 2 months still.
They're pushing deadlines here.
Yeah, a month.
October 31st. No, all of September, all of October.
Oh, I forgot. We're not in September yet.
We are not in September yet. My birthday's Monday.
But I don't know if I'm still going to do jailbreak graves. Because if I do jailbreak graves, then I'm going to do that for the cosplay contest. Because I feel like I can do that really well.
Yeah.
The only thing is I need to start working to get more fucking money. But alas, I will be working hopefully soon at Never Concern.
Woo.
So I want to work there too.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
I'm more of a handyman than Ben.
Yeah, I somehow doubt that.
And that would be convenient because you guys could like drive together. And...
Yeah, it would be.
And, yeah.
We could give each other hand jobs in the car.
No.
What?
No.
That, I was totally thinking that's what that job is for. They say lay in cable.
Yeah, it's stupid. Sorry about my rant.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I'll cut out.
Had to let that out. And, yeah. You know. Edit it all out.
So yeah, done.
Because I'm in the mood for fucking cock.
Yay. That was beautiful.
I know. And now he just said it. I don't even have to edit it.
Let me just say that that's not what I fucking said last week.
What'd you say, Ben?
Fuck you. That's what I said.
I was trying to set that up for Joey to edit again. That would have been great. I was in the mood for cock.
God damn it!
That would have been great.
That would have been fantastic.
Damn it. Why aren't you stupider, Ben? You would have fell right into my trap.
Stupider.
More stupid.
Stupider.
You're gonna go to Jupiter to get more stupider?
Dang! God, I hate you guys sometimes.
Oh. I love us. We're fantastic.
We are. So, what have you been up to while we were gone, Seth?
Yeah.
I worked.
On who?
Nothing.
Yeah. That smirk tells us otherwise.
That was the hickey on my neck. Whatever.
Details, details.
No details.
Yeah, that, Who was those work vacuums, they can sometimes just latch onto the neck.
And... I told one of the bartenders at my job, she came back, she's like, what happened to your neck? And I was like, I was... playing tennis, and somebody put golf balls in the tennis shooter, and I got hit in the neck. She goes, yeah, that happens, and walks out. she knows. Whatever.
So I'm thinking about buying a different mic.
Are you?
Yeah, one for outdoor recording.
Nice, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We can go have, like, podcasts out by the fire.
Wait, so do you have to work today?
No. Going with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Next week is when they switch.
Next week is when they switch me off. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, cool. It's for like recording like your Let's Rage videos and stuff outside. We can get slightly better audio.
Speaking of Let's Rage, it's still the fucking funniest video I've ever seen in a long time. Actually, no, there was a pretty funny video that we did see.
We did see a really funny video.
I mean,
it was the most effort I have ever seen put into a dick joke in my life.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. It's like a 6 minute long animated dick joke.
But do you know it's a dick joke the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's pretty quickly a dick joke.
Okay.
And it was a good 6 minutes, which takes probably about a year to animate. Somebody dedicated like a year of their life for this fantastic dick joke.
Wow. I must see this.
Yeah. Google cowboy dick or dick. No. Okay. Hold on. That'll.
Yeah. Not doing that one.
All right, you know what? I'll just put it in the link dump, because whatever you're going to Google is probably going to turn out bad as well.
Really bad.
Joey, I can only imagine, like, the Google AdSense ads that pop up for you.
Oh, God, it's awful.
You must like cowboys with dicks.
Yeah, it was like maybe animated dick cowboy dick, I don't know.
I'll cowboy penis.
Maybe cowboy penis, animated cowboy penis. That's still pretty dangerous.
Still
but...
really, that's borderline.
Yeah, search at your own risk. I am starving. I was expecting donuts.
I was expecting to buy donuts, but douchebag over here is on a diet.
I came up with a very good point that we always go out for lunch after the podcast.
We could have still gone out for lunch after the podcast.
That's what I said.
And donuts. I could have eaten donuts before. Where are we going?
You guys didn't have to follow my diet.
We're being considerate.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, you guys can munch away. I'm not.
What are we doing for my birthday?
Which is Monday.
I'm going to take you out the day after your birthday.
Tuesday?
Yeah.
Do you work Sunday?
Yeah.
Till when?
Okay.
Till like 6.
Oh. A.M. or P.M.?
P.M.
Oh, well, I have a...
But I don't get paid until Tuesday.
Oh, that's
what I was going to tell you.
Well, I guess we should invite you now, since Ben has not done it.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Shit.
dinner at 6:30 in Wesley Chapel.
We can make it.
At Longhorn Steakhouse?
You have to get out right at 6, though.
Yeah.
Are you tired of me?
Yeah.
I'll get out right at 6.
Okay.
And plus, you guys can probably get out an hour early, too. I can probably get out
Yeah, you want to do that? 6:30, it's Longhorn up in Wesley Chapel.
Okay.
But then after that, I figured we could do something for my birthday.
We could easily have a party.
I don't know if I want a party.
You want to go out?
No, I don't know. I don't want to go out either.
What the fuck do you want to do, Joey?
I don't know.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah. I was like, I don't want to have a party. I don't want to go.
We'll just sit, smoke hookah, and play League.
Yeah. Hey, I'm down.
Except last night, I forgot my charger. Ryan forgot my mouse.
I forgot my charger.
Ben forgot his charger.
That's why you guys weren't on?
We ended up playing Hearthstone.
I took an hour and a half. Downloading League on that fucking computer, which takes forever, which it runs smoothly. It runs really clean. Yeah, so.
Although,
over how shitty that laptop is.
Yeah.
The ping there was like 600 milliseconds. It would have.
So, like.
It would have sucked.
That 0.6 of a second is the lag on every command that we did.
Yeah.
And it got bad. Mine was up to like a second and a half.
Yeah. Fuck that.
So, Meridian, not necessarily the place to play League.
You guys were at Meridian?
Yeah.
You guys switched it up?
Yeah. Well, if you weren't going, we were going to Meridian.
Yeah, we were only going to the pond for you.
Yeah, well, that's good. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. We like to be thoughtful.
We tried, man.
Yeah. And we had a very adorable waitress, if that's what you would call her.
Yeah.
Server.
Server. Yeah.
We call her server. Serveress.
Serveress. Yeah, very adorable.
Good.
And for some reason, whenever she was around, I forgot how to fucking blow a smoke ring. I'm like, God fucking damn it!
Then I was trying to show off like... Look how big my ring is.
I'm just sitting there smoking my hookah, playing Hearthstone, and Joey's like, Ben can do tricks with hookah. He can blow rings. And I'm like,
no, hold on. I did not say that. No, she called you out. That was totally not me.
You said that I could do tricks. Ben. Don't do well under pressure.
It was funny. And then Ryan goes, don't worry, Ben. Just because she's pretty doesn't mean you have to freak out or something.
So as I'm taking my drag on the hookah thingy-majig, I start laughing. So smoke's coming out of my nose. I'm choking on the smoke. I'm like,
you looked attractive.
Oh, yeah.
I look great. But the rest of the night, as soon as she left, I'm just like, little perfect smoke rings. I'm like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Under pressure.
And then at one point, they played Under the Sea.
Yeah.
And this dude next to us got like fuming angry that song was on. I was like, dude. How can you be angry at Enter the Sea?
And we're over here playing fucking sequence like, I'm not a sea!
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Stupid. Some people just hate Disney.
I guess. I don't know how.
He must have been a Jew.
Mm. That doesn't make sense.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Because Walt Disney hated Jews. No.
I don't think Walt Disney was a Nazi.
No, I think you're thinking of Hitler.
Very easily confused there.
Yeah. They both were alive around the same time. Like in one of those centuries.
One of them was a mass murderer.
Other one was an animator.
Yeah.
Who gave joy to children.
Gave joy to children. One murdered children. You know, all the same.
But both of them were guys, so I can see how you get that confused.
Yeah.
They both did have the Hitler stash or some form of Hitler-ish looks. Walt Disney looked like a fucking creeper, dude.
He looked kind of like Picasso. He kind of had a Picasso-going mustache, sort of.
Did he?
Sort of. I mean, not really.
I don't know.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Me either.
I have no memory of Walt Disney's mustache.
All I know Walt Disney from is Futurama.
I haven't seen that episode.
He's got his little head in a jar. Like one of those episodes.
Well, they say that Walt Disney's like frozen under the heart of Magic Kingdom or something.
That's creepy as fuck.
You've never heard that?
No.
Oh, yeah. That he's like frozen there so that when they find out how to reanimate people, they can reanimate him.
That's fucking
so he can
weird.
Die right afterwards because he's older than dirt.
Yeah, but he's frozen, so he's only like...
He's still old.
Yeah, but they'll throw his brain into like a robot and it'll be fine. That's how science
Seriously,
works.
Seriously, is he buried in the heart of Magic Kingdom
it's a
frozen?
That's the we don't know for sure.
That's going to creep me out. I'll never go to fucking Disney.
I'll so go to Disney. We eventually will go on a Disney cruise.
Eventually,
but those fuckers are like $3,000 a person.
Hey, guess what? When I go on the cruise and I'm the sober guy, I'll be the one with the camera, and we'll have the worst awesome lives you'll ever see in your life.
Yeah, because we tried to do awesome lives, but like as the night progressed, it just got harder and harder.
Yeah.
So
it's all right. I'll be the sober one.
Yeah, you'll just always be there.
Like, you guys can do it. I believe in you. Oh, he broke his leg.
Hey, as long as we get it on camera.
No, I ate shit in a standing full though. Which is a full twisting backflip.
It was pretty bad.
It was not that bad.
My leg is still scratched up.
Yeah.
I got a shoe print on my arm. Oh, it's going away. Good.
What are we at?
What are we at?
40 minutes.
Okay, Jesus, so we got 20 minutes to fill. So.
Yeah.
I'm so still out of it.
Yeah, I took a solid, like when we got back the next morning, because the cruise ship got in like 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. And we got off the ship like right away. We wanted to avoid the crowds. We got home. We slept until like noon. We went to go get food. We came back. We slept until like 4. Ben went to the gym. I slept a little bit more. I went to the gym, came back home, went to bed about 10:30.
Jeez.
Yeah. And then after that, we recovered. Next day, I was ready to go.
Good.
I still wasn't ready, and we had practice.
Yeah, we did.
He wasn't ready.
No, I wasn't. That's ready for that Congo line of tequila shots, though.
Which was a huge disappointment.
There's only two stations.
Last time I went, like in the carnival, the conga line was 4 stations of tequila. This time, it was 2 stations of vodka.
I don't think it was vodka.
No, it was vodka. I saw it on the bottle. Oh. I remember reading it and being like, really? It's lame.
Maybe that's
no
why.
Cool stories start with vodka.
Yeah.
No.
They only start with tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Hakuna my vodka. It means no memories for the rest of your night.
That was good. That was kind of like in tune and stuff.
Thank you.
Was not on key, though.
Do you even know what the fuck you're talking about?
Yes.
I'm tone deaf, so.
Yeah, I know. I remember. Oh, my stomach's growling.
Mine, too.
I wanted donuts. I'm just saying, if we had donuts.
I wanted donuts, too. I was really in the mood to pick up from Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, really, and sure. I was like, I held off on breakfast. I'll just eat donuts instead. And you're like, when I texted you, you're like, oh, I'm on the island. No donuts. It's like, well, now I don't have time for breakfast.
Well, you could have made time. I mean, we're in your house.
Yeah, but I didn't want to hold up the podcast. And I know he has to work at some point in the future.
Right.
So three. I started what school this week. I finished the first week of stuff.
That's good.
On Tuesday morning by like 10 o'clock. And I woke up at like maybe 9:55. So college sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Ben got to see one of my classes and how
fucking
retarded it was.
It's like 10 years out of date.
It's human computer interface. It's talking about like good usability in websites. Their best example for like the optimal design scheme was Excel back on like the Macintosh 2. I'm wow. Like, are you fucking? And their answering was because it's easy to understand and it's very intuitive. And they have a graph with like 40 different bullet points with arrows pointing to what each different thing did. I was like, anything that's easy to understand
doesn't require 40
fucking
bullets.
Arrows and bullet points. That's not how that shit works.
Yeah, they're retarded.
And then I was reading, it was like, copyright 2005. It's 2014 now. Since 2005, we've gotten iPhones, and the entire phone industry is just completely different now.
It's
not
true.
Even close to the same. Fucking idiots. I was almost thinking about, instead of doing the assignment, just writing
a new class, a
counter assignment as to why every part of this was fucking stupid.
You should have.
I could have done it. And I was thinking about doing a YouTube series where I just angrily yell at my teacher about the stupid assignments.
Yeah, you actually should do that.
I mean, like even what I'm saying doesn't comprehend how truly dumb this class is. So.
No, I think 10 years out of date kind of sums it up.
Yeah, but it's just...
So you're not really learning anything new.
No. I'm learning stuff for 2005. So if I ever invent a time machine in the future, need to go back and need to go revert to old shitty design instead of doing new futuristic design, then I'll be good. Because I wouldn't want people to know I'm a time
machine. No, if you have a time machine, then you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You don't need to go back to shitty time.
Yeah. And to write an app for shitty? I don't know.
Yeah, no. None of that was going in the right direction.
Yeah, that's how dumb this class is. They just ruined time travel for everybody.
Fuck.
Those dicks.
That's terrible.
Yeah. We gotta blow them up.
I think that's an appropriate solution.
I think that's a terror threat, and we shouldn't say that on the podcast.
Yeah. Right. Did you hear about that 9-year-old who shot up somebody with an Uzi?
No, what?
Well, somebody had the bright idea of giving an Uzi to a 9-year-old. I don't know if you've ever met a 9-year-old, but their arms are not very strong.
Right.
And if you put an Uzi in their hand and they pull the trigger, the gun just kind of flails around. Yeah. So bad
idea. Was there a video of the kid shooting?
I don't think so.
That would have been awesome.
But yeah, somebody died. So
it's not awesome.
Yeah. Then I saw a great picture that was like, well, clearly you shouldn't be giving 9-year-olds Uzi. You need to give them mounted machine guns so that they're attached to the ground and they're not going to wildly shoot out of control.
Mm-hmm. Attached to the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I just don't think you should give a 9-year-old an Uzi. Like,
yeah.
I think there's age requirements to operate guns. I think it's 18.
Yep, he's right.
Yeah, probably. No. No, I know people under 18 that have shotguns.
But they have special licenses.
Yeah, but how do you get your special license?
By taking training courses.
Mm-hmm. And you shoot a gun.
Not an Uzi. Well,
just an idiot. I don't know how it happened.
Maybe the kid did have a license.
Yeah.
At 9 years old?
Yeah.
You never know.
I don't think so.
We live in America, damn it.
And he lives in the projects. Gotta have a gun, dude.
It was a girl.
Mm.
She's gotta have a gun, dude.
Not an Uzi. You don't ever need a fucking Uzi.
Well, she can't aim. She's not strong enough to aim, so she just got the gun that just shoots everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that don't make sense.
God.
Buh.
I fully blame the instructor or whoever gave her that fucking gun.
Your work isn't low.
Yeah, it is. He's got the top one.
Oh, because, fuck, yeah. This is going to screw me up. Yeah, you're on the top now.
Yeah.
Right, damn.
I was just seeing how loud I can get mine. I don't know. I think mine should be closer than your guys's because your guys's are.
I think that he can fix it.
I can't fix the post.
Yeah. Yay! Never mind then. We're all good.
Ah, fuck! I need to fix my computer.
Oh, fuck! You do.
Oh, but I can still do it unless I have Audition on my laptop. But anyway,
did you
get a CD-ROM drive? Nope.
Yeah, damn it. Why did you rip the one out of Dan's?
Because I forgot. Right about the same time I forgot my charger.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you could have ripped the mouse out of his computer?
I could have. Then we wouldn't have needed that. I am starving. Where are we going for lunch?
I don't know.
PDQ Chick-fil-A.
PDQ.
PDQ? PDQ?
I haven't had PDQ in a minute. My stomach will not shut up.
Oh!
PD Quizzle.
God damn it.
I hope the mic picked that up.
Pussy Dick Queef.
No.
What? No?
No. My chest popped.
My chest popped. Somehow.
Pussy Dick Queef. PDQ. Pussy Dick Queef. All right, I'm done. I'm sorry.
All right. Now I'm never going to think of PDQ the same way again.
You're going to pull up and be like, never mind. Fuck it.
I'm going back.
Oh, those chicken strips aren't made of chicken.
No, see,
and the special sauce is not the kind of special sauce I was hoping for.
Chick-fil-A it is. All right.
Well.
No offense to the gays.
Yeah, no offense to the gays.
Well, I just got real political there.
Yeah, you did.
That's
that one did.
That's okay.
I'm so hungry. I wanted donuts.
I know.
I blame Cy.
Why do you blame me? Look, you're the one who came in the room and was like, is donuts on your diet? I was like, no. You're like, fuck. What? It's not on my diet. It doesn't have anything to do with you guys.
And then I should have asked, but I jumped on the interstate to get here faster. But we could have gotten you bagels from
Christian. Yeah, you could have. You we asked me if donuts was on my diet. I gave you a simple answer. No. You said, fuck, and walked away. How was I supposed to know you were going to pick up donuts on the way here? I easily could have gotten a bagel.
Yeah, for all you know, he was cooking donuts in the oven.
Right?
Maybe that's why she didn't want donuts.
Right?
I don't really know where this argument's going at all, but we should totally make our own donuts in the oven.
You usually make them in a deep fryer.
Mm-hmm. We should buy a deep fryer. Make them in the deep fryer.
Don't really need to buy one. You just use a pot.
We should buy a pot and use a pot.
We should buy some pot. That's what I got.
We should buy some pot, then buy a pot.
Put the pot in the pot.
No. Smoke the pot.
Oh.
Put the donuts in the pot. Cook the donuts in the pot while smoking pot to then eat the donuts out of the pot while smoking pot. Pot.
All right, where is this?
This
going?
Podcast is now moving to the drug category. I wonder if there's
trafficking. A what?
We traffic drugs?
No.
I wish we would have so much nicer equipment.
Yeah, right?
We have a nice house.
Except now the FDA would be knocking on our door to come arrest us and take all our drugs.
No, they wouldn't.
We're talented drug dealers.
We don't have to put this fucking podcast out.
Yeah, this podcast isn't on the internet yet. I can cut that part out.
Just a very long
beep. Cut out the talk that Ben's in the mood for.
Yep.
No, you didn't cut out the cock. You cut out everything else.
What did you cut out, the cock.
Fucking hate you guys.
This is great. Oh, for once I'm not getting picked on.
You know,
I get picked on a lot.
Do you?
So does Ben.
Like when I'm at my house or I'm at mom's house and somebody's over, my mom and whoever else is over, like one of my friends, will gang up on me. All the time.
Hmm.
Like it's not nice.
Yeah, one of your friends.
Ben's in the mood for cock. You asshole. Yeah, Ben, one of my friends. Or if Jordan, my baby mama, comes over.
Yo, baby mama.
Oh, baby mama. I don't know what else to call her. My baby's mother? No.
I'm not. The mother of my child.
There you go. That's a good one.
Yeah, mother of your child.
When Jordan comes over, her and my mom always gang up on me. Always.
Yeah, I can see where that would happen.
Yeah.
I can see that would why that would happen.
Yeah.
Usually if like a friend's over, my mom will just start making fun of me.
Just wait until Riley's old enough, and then she'll gang up with them.
No, because then her ass will be in timeout for the rest of her life.
Daddy's a dickhead. Get your ass in the corner.
There was one time where...
Daddy, mow the lawn. Wipe your own ass.
My cousin used to go through the stage where he'd call everybody a something head. So it's like a pillow head or a ball head or whatever. Well, he also would call his downstairs area his business, is what he referred to it as. And one time my uncle comes home and he's dressed up in a suit from work. And goes, Daddy, you're a business head.
Wow.
And my aunt just starts dying laughing. It's like, he just called you a dickhead. You don't even know it.
That's great.
That was that.
It's a good story.
Yeah, good story.
I can see how you get all the ladies.
Oh, yeah. It's clearly obvious how that happens.
You can tell jokes like that. Girls would laugh.
Yeah.
As long as you can get a girl to laugh, you're in.
In?
Eh, sometimes.
All the way in?
Like, just, how far in? Just are we
tip.
Talking like...
Just a tip.
Okay.
But I have a perk. See, I can make girls laugh, and I'm a good cook.
Not the perk I thought you were going to say.
That's the third perk that comes after. That comes when I get them in the room, and then they're like, oh my god! All right, we're not doing this anymore.
Oh, yo, it's Cassia!
Can we get sued for that?
Nah, I don't good. Think so. Nah, we're it pretty...
Obviously a... Wait, there was parody.
What?
I had something I wanted to say and I completely fucking forgot. Happens to me a lot.
Godzilla.
No, it's before Godzilla.
Just hopping around old Tokyo City.
Like a big playground?
When Batman burst tip. From the shade?
And hit Godzilla with a bat grenade?
What the fuck are you guys doing?
Godzilla got pissed?
And began to attack?
But he didn't expect to be blocked by Shaq.
Who proceeded to open up a can of Shaq.
Oh my god. This shit.
When Aaron Carter jumped out of the blue.
It started beating up Shaq.
Okay, we're done here.
This is good. No, keep it going. I want to hear the whole thing.
Just download the Ultimate Showdown.
I've already seen it. I wanted to hear it from you guys.
But not on the podcast.
No, whatever.
I was going to go all the way through.
I thought about it, but I figured that would go on way too long.
Probably.
All let right.
Me blow you.
I want to edit this podcast. I want to edit this fucking podcast.
Let me blow you. I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I think Ben should be allowed to edit this podcast.
I'll take one for the team.
All right. So, are we going to start making... Okay. Are we going to start making videos anytime soon, Joey? Since we talked about that last night?
Yeah, we should.
We should probably start doing that again.
Can we make a musical?
We can definitely make a musical.
I want to make a musical.
Let's make a musical.
We should make a musical.
We should be on Glee.
No.
No.
Not that kind of musical.
We'd totally ruin their show and be the greatest thing that ever happened to mankind. Yes.
Yeah.
Why is my fucking thing so low?
I don't know. -2.
Like, I think...
I find Audacity is much lower than Audition. Like, when I throw it into Audition, like, it's like, bam! It's like, okay. Plus, I can level all the audios anyway.
Yeah, but you're still, like, really loud, and mine is, like, now it's finally
voice.
Showing
up. I have a really loud voice.
I've just been talking like a dickhead all podcast.
Yeah, I almost always lower mine by, like, 3 decibels. And then up you guys like by 1 or 2.
It's because Joey's yelling and they're like,
pretty much.
What were you trying to think of, Ben? I'm trying to help you remember.
Nah, fuck it. It wasn't important.
Just a tip. Said if you can make a girl laugh, you're in.
All Godzilla the way hopping around.
I said Tokyo I'm a good City. Cook.
Oh, I was going to ask if you were balls deep, but that
joke is totally gone, though.
Yeah. Should have left that one.
It's like, yeah, as I told you, don't worry about it. It's fucking dumb.
Yeah, it was dumb.
I am balls deep.
But what happens if you only go one ball deep?
Then I'm Lance Armstrong and I have 7 titles in the Tour de France.
No, you don't. Okay. I have the same number of titles as Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, because he got them all taken away.
And I have twice as many testicles as he does. Fuck you! I'm Lance Armstrong!
How do you get them all taken away?
Because he was on his drugs.
Open up.
Really?
Yeah. Steroids and shit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But I remember there was something I read that if they took, like, the last Tour de France and removed everybody's title who didn't have some allegation towards doping up, it would be like the 71st person to finish.
No shit. First place.
Yeah.
That's really what they should have done. That 71st person would have been like, what the fuck? Really?
I did it?
This is only my first race.
I didn't even finish. I was carted all across the line in a stretcher. All right, I'm done.
Yeah.
I've given up.
Why? Don't give up.
Believe in the heart. Yeah, no, I put a Facebook status, and it was like, I just give up, with a frowny face.
Uh-huh.
And everybody was like, don't give up. What are you talking about? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, I didn't mean on the world, on life. I meant on girls. Like, I should have been clear about that. I had like 15 comments like, don't give up, never give up, all this other shit. And they were like, what are you talking about? If you need to talk to me, just talk. I was like, I mean, like, girls, serious? Like, girls like... are so complicated, I give up on them. That's basically what I meant.
So what Si's saying is he's gay now.
No, I just give up on trying to figure out girls. I'll just fuck them. I'll stick to that.
I gave up on trying to figure out girls years ago.
Yeah.
I tried to study them. Every one is different. They always change their mind 15 seconds into whatever they're doing.
Yeah, every single time. Like, at one moment, I was going to make up a joke, but I just couldn't.
I want McDonald's. We get to McDonald's. Why are we here?
This is so fatty. It's what you fucking said you were! And then you end up choking somebody, and that's illegal.
Have you guys seen that sports bra? And it's sports bra? Sports bar.
Oh, called... I was like, well, this is going deep.
It's called I Don't Care. So that
when yes, when he's like, I seen that, yeah.
Where do you want to go? Oh, I don't care.
Good.
Good.
All right.
I like that place. They show titties.
What? Hold on, wait. I want to test a theory right now.
Okay.
Definitely. That makes just as much noise as me talking.
Yeah, well, because you're directly going in the static line.
Wow.
Stupid.
Yeah, that's like ear piercing. That's probably louder than anything I've said. Same if you like wiggle this.
So now we've reached the annoying part of the podcast.
Yeah, look at that. That's like a serious line there.
I want to do something annoying. That's really annoying. I can tell. I can see the bar up top was like tick 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 tick.
Yeah. Anyways. Right, everybody wiggle their mic all at the same time. Ready? The mic cable.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just
I wonder how many people shut the podcast off just now. Fuck these guys.
Well, fuck my eardrums.
Is it about time to wrap up?
Or... Yeah, it's about time to wrap
good.
Up.
Good.
All right.
Because I'm starving.
I am starving too.
Our podcasts are going to get shorter and shorter. We're going to be like 30 minutes and be like, I'm starving. Let's go.
Remember that one podcast where we stopped halfway through and we went and we got Wawa and came back?
Oh, yeah. That.
That's like one, that. Two, or three.
That was definitely within the first 10 for sure.
Really?
It's yeah.
It's like within the first 5 because Nick was on 4 and it was before Nick was on.
Was it really?
Yeah. I was only on for the like second and third one, first, second, third one. So then it had to be. I don't remember that. I don't remember a lot, so.
I don't. Yeah, that was at this point like 8 months ago.
Yeah.
I mean.
Look at us getting old and shit.
I know, right?
Yeah, we're veterans now.
God, that first podcast quality is so terrible.
Yeah, we should probably advertise at some point in the future.
That's we almost hit your New Year's resolution.
I know. I'm like fucking pumped.
What's the New Year's resolution?
He said he wanted to record a podcast every week.
Every week for a whole year.
For a whole year.
We've almost made it.
We've almost made it.
We will make it.
I am determined. And then we should really.
Didn't we switch the days? Didn't it go from like Wednesday to Friday?
Oh, yeah. It's been Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays.
But we still have one every Thursday.
We still have done one every week. Yeah.
Good.
And we did a bonus one when we got the new mics. We did
one bonus one. Episode 9, I believe, was the bonus microphone. Bonus podcast.
Bonus microphone, bonus podcast.
Yeah.
Friday.
Dicks, and more dicks.
Oh, man.
We used to do a lot more dick jokes.
We did.
I feel like we've matured.
We've become adults.
Penis. I had to.
God, no. I'm stopping the podcast before this goes any further. Thank you for watching episode 35.
35. You know, we didn't finish introducing ourselves. Ben, the only one who introduced himself.
Hi, guys.
This is the Ben Podcast.
Damn right.
All right, I'm Ben.
I'm Ben.
I'm Ben.
And thank you for listening.
Later.